Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 9:50 Central Time on Morning Edition. Time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how the opening prices fared on the Chicago Board of Trade and the Kansas City Board of Trade. These do not reflect overnight ACE trade. In the wheat in March in Kansas City, the opening price was 477.5. That was up one. The May opened at 487. That was up 0.75. And July wheat opened at 492, up 2 cents. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 453, up 2. The May down a half on the open at 466.25. July wheat at 476, up 1.75. September 482.5, up 1. December wheat 494, up 0.25. In the corn pit, March opened this morning at 397.75, up 1. The May at 409, up 0.25. July up a half at 416. The September opened unchanged at 401.5. December corn opened at 393, up 1.5. March soybeans at 740 on the open, up 0.25. The May at 755, up 0.75. July 769, up 0.25. August opened unchanged at 776. November beans 791, down 0.25. January of next year, 798, up 1. In the products, March soybean meal opened at 214 even, up 70. The May at 218, up 20. Bean oil for March at 30.45 on the open, up 8 cents. The May at 30.90, up 1. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange now, March feeder cattle opened at 99.55 this morning, up 52.5. The April contract at 101.55, up 45. May opened at 102.90, up 15. February live cattle opened at 93.20, up 72.5. The April, 96 even, up 55. June opened at 92.45, up 17.5, and August at 89.95, up a nickel. February lean hogs opened at 65.70, up 82.5. The April at 67.90, up 57.5. May 75.85, up 82.5. June lean hogs opened at 77.75, up 50. And the pork belly pit, February opened at 103.50, up 60. The March at 104.30, up 32.5.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Taking a look at the outside markets at the moment, March crude oil in New York is trading at $59.38 a barrel. That's up 50 cents. The CRB index is up 127 at 302.34. The U.S. dollar index is at 84.73, down 4. Silver for March is at $13.75 an ounce, up 8 cents. And the February gold contract, check that, the April gold contract is at $6.59 an ounce, up 30. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 27 points at 12,693, the S&P up 4 at 1,452, and the NASDAQ currently is up 22 points at 2,494. Let's take a quick look at how the current tick is on the Board of Trades. Kansas City March wheat is up a half, the Chicago up a penny in the nearby contract. Corn is up fractionally, the nearby at 3.96¾, up 0.25. And March beans are trading right now at about 3.5 cents up at 7.42¼. Joining us now to take a look at the market as we open this Thursday is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. How you doing, Paul?
Nice, chilly, cold morning in Oakland, Illinois, and preparing to go down to Casey to the Clark County Extension meeting down there at the noon hour, and a lot of good food, and I hope a big crowd will show up.
And Casey's a pretty popular spot for our Ag Outlook meetings as
very
well.
Very popular.
Say hi to them for us, and let's take a look at how things are trading right now. We see the corn kind of mixed at the moment. Are we holding that that support?
Yes, with the river system quite cold and basis levels improving in the Midwest, the market took a breather yesterday and sold off, and as well as it's mixed today. Higher, lower, there is this anticipation of the Goldman roll starting. More corn acres is probably factored in to a large extent. It's been talked about and talked about again and again for the last 30 days. The marketplace is also looking for larger production numbers out of Brazil and Argentina. That's all in also in the marketplace. So there's a lack of new news in the corn market, and I think that's one reason why it's trading so quiet today.
How about the bean market? That's up a little bit more than what some people had said.
If we have more corn acres, we'll have less soybean acres.
Right.
And we do see a considerable amount of interest in buying soybeans from China. The soybean crush, board crush is pretty good. The actual cash values of the products are on the soft side of the marketplace. The general impression is that most of the $7 beans that are stored at the country elevators have been booked in the Midwest. Really, the marketplace is absorbing potential strong demand, and the marketplace isn't seeing a lot of extra farmer selling, but just steady market selling as the prices go higher.
Well, there are two things that people were talking about as weighing down the market: the supply, first of all, in beans, and the good weather, the good expectations in the South American crop. Those aren't.
That's true. And, you know, one of the factors that we are looking at here in the soybean complex is as that has been factored in with the stronger ethanol prices in the world, I'm sure that some of the corn and the other beans in South America will also have to compete for corn in time because of the profitability of corn. So as a general rule is the major expansion because of economic reasons in South America has been tempered to some extent. Those farmers in South America owe a lot of money for fertilizer yet, and it's going to take several years for them to pay those bills off.
What's going on in the wheat market? It's also mixed today.
Yeah, the general impression is that basically the world supply of wheat has basically, the bins are empty, and the only real marketplace in wheat is either in Europe or here in the U.S. The market is looking at some fairly good growing conditions here in the U.S. The market has been on the defensive. It would like to see more exports, but the market is, it does seem like the market is stabilizing here today.
How does this all boil down to a producer who may be on the market?
Well, no doubt about it. We have seen very aggressive selling in old crop corn. We've seen also very aggressive selling in new crop corn as well. Our general impression is that the next 10 days to 2 weeks, the old crop corn is definitely going to bottom. And we will see, and this cold weather has firmed the basis levels, you know, particularly in the lower Mississippi River system, Ohio River system. Whenever it does thaw out, it has a tendency that the basis will improve. We think the old crop corn sales and deliveries are about over with. So we do see a major supporting action here in the corn market.
Talk a little about what the Merck is looking at today. It's also kind of mixed. Doesn't seem like very much of a direction.
Yeah, the cold weather, it's a double-edged sword. The cold weather and snow keeps the transportation moving and slows down the marketing of hogs. But at the same time, the demand for good meat with a strong economy and very strong U.S. stock market also augurs well. The Secretary of Agriculture is also putting a lot of pressure on Korea to open up their market to beef. Our general impression is with high-priced corn and soybeans, it ultimately augurs well for price improvement both in cattle and hogs a year from now.
All right, thanks for your time, Paul.
Have a nice day.
Paul Cooley is with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Let's take a look at how prices are at this moment. Just before 10 o'clock in Kansas City, the March wheat is up a half a penny at 477 in fast track trade. In Chicago, the March wheat contract is at 452 and a half a bushel, up a penny and a half. The May is down a half, though, at 466 and a half. In corn, another mixed picture, still fractionally either side of unchanged. The March up a half penny at 397. May corn at 408 and three quarters, unchanged. The July 416 up a half. September down a quarter at 401 and a quarter. and East corn is at 391.5 unchanged. March soybeans now up 5 cents, now 5.25 cents a bushel at 744. The May at 759, up 4.75. July beans at 773.25, up 4.5. The Noves at 795.5, up 4.25. Product soybean meal for March at 214.90, up 160 now. And the bean oil for March at 30.50, up 13. Merck numbers right now, the March feeder cattle at 99.07.5, up 5. The live cattle for February up 82.5 at 93.30. April up 32.5 at 95.77.5. February lean hogs are at 65.50, up 62.5. Quick look at the Dow again. The Dow is up 24 points at 12,690. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. Mike Sola says partly to mostly sunny and chilly again today. A chance of scattered snow showers this afternoon in west central and southwest portions of Illinois, and highs ranging from 10 above in northwest Illinois to 34 in far southern Indiana. Partly to mostly cloudy in southern and central Illinois tonight, otherwise clear to partly cloudy, and lows from 5 below in the northwest to around 20 in southern Indiana. On Friends Plaza in Urbana right now, mainly sunny and 6 degrees above zero.